Why didn't go? What?
It wasn't on?
What?
Tosis.
See the Gemara.
See the Gemara and the Pnei Yeshua. Ah, see the Gemara. This people need this. You have to understand. They're waiting for these Marmakaitis. See the Gemara, the Ritva on Tanina Lohat, the Tan Rabbanan, and the Pnei Yeshua on the Raya Binoy. Yeah, good. So Daisa says, first of all, when there's a beginning point and no ending point, that's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama is when it begins and ends. But Taisa says, but I haven't solved the whole problem yet. Because, by the way, I think the Taisa Rosh also says like this, and he brings a Raya. He says, check the Taisa Rosh. Because Gemara later says that Pidyon HaBen is not Zman Grama. And Pidyon HaBen definitely has a starting point on day 30. If you didn't do it then, it goes on forever. But Taisa Rosh says, I see from there that that's not called Zman Grama. I have a favorite Gemara, that's not called. Yeah? Taisa Rosh brings that Raya to this. He's checking. He hasn't his Gemara. No, I don't. Well,
can I get one of those chickens?
Louis Zevian, check it out. Yeah, but that's Lagabe that. But the problem is, I have another problem. Frektoisvis, Akati Mitzvah and Gemara Mahudin Melon Ahila Biyoyim. Here's a better call. It's only by day, and we know we'll see in the sugars later on. If it's only done by day, that's also a Mitzvah Shemam Gemara. Sits is a Mitzvah Shemam Gemara for that reason. Fill in. It brings a right for Pidyon HaBen, doesn't it? Says it's Pidyon HaBen, and it proves it's Pidyon HaBen, yeah. So, what about that? So, Yesh Lohim HaZak Toysvis, and here Toysvis says something which is going to limit our Sugya. The Asikim and the Omer Asim, the Milish Lohim Bezman and the Egg is Bein Beyoin, Bein Belaylo. Zak Toysvis and Echinami. Our Gemara is only going for the Man the Omer, which holds there in Yibomis, that Milish Lohim Bezman and Yoy Mashmini has to be by day. Machlekes is, what about if it's not Bizmano? Do you dodge from the extra bulb that even then, or not? I think it's the extra bulb. I think that's what they're arguing about. But whatever it is, that's Machlekes. But if it's not Bizmano, there's a Mandomar that could even be by Yoyim Ubalago. So Taisa says, Agamar, it's going to go into that Mandomar. Which is a big chiddush in Taisa. It means the way Taisa is learning, the way we pass like the Mandomar. That even mitzvah shaloi bezmano, even mitzvah shaloi bezmano, we do by day. So this drasha is not true. The drasha doesn't exist. Our Gemara is only saying a drasha. I'll leave it to one man, according to one man. Domar. Our Gemara is not. Our Gemara is not a libet ilchasa. Yeah, it's not true. Libet ilchasa. If I asked you, how do you know nashim apata? The answer according to Tosfos would be mitzvah seishes man groma, not because of a sevel loisa. It's not true. It's only going to the Mandomer that once you get past the 8th day, it's Yom Halayla. It's a Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. Because of this Chiddush, I think the stipler might bring it out this way. Because of this Chiddush, it's Kedai to look for other answers, which is what the other Rishonim are coming to do, that would answer Toitz's Kasha, even a Libet de Hilchasa. And to tell you this kasha, even according to the Mandomar, that he can only do it by day. Yeah, that's what the stipler does. The stipler, he brings Toysvis, and he says, "V'kavanosim the enachin." This is not the part of the stipler he did. It's a little bit earlier. Kavanosim the enachin ami the Mandomar milu shleib bezmana ena el bayoyim heavy milu mitzvahs man grama. The Dorish Krah, the Oysel, the Joshua Achrita, you have to say that the way we hold, the Oysoi, you have to, they had some other, that mother had some other Joshua for Oysoi. Meaning, once you darshan Oysoi, then that means there was a reason to darshan it. So you can have to say quite the Tosis that the mother that, you know, we Baskin like, had a different Joshua from Oysoi. He learned something different from Oysoi. Whatever that might be. But we're going to see it from the other, we're going to see maybe bunch of other terutzim that would answer this kasha according to Lekulam. To explain Lekulam, even if it's mamish limited to Zman Grama, what appears to be Zman Grama, that Afal Pichein, it would not be included in the Ptor, the Mitzvah Teisha Zman Grow.
Do you have any answers?
Yeah, we have a bunch. But you're already, they already prepared some of them. All right, so we'll Let's start now. Let's just start now. We're not going to stipple yet, but let's just start it off. The Ban and the Ritter. What did the Ram? Ban and the Ritter basically say the same thing. The Ban adds in a couple of words, but I'll read it from the Ritva. Zok the Ritva, like this. Ikal meima, tohasim hu b'mitzvah d'nafsho. When we say she's potter from mitzvah, say she's man groma, that's mitzvahs that are on her. Aval hacha, but here the mitzvah d'bna, that the mitzvah is on her son, a mitzvah she has to do to her son. Hava amina, would have thought the mechayva, that she's chayiv. The loygora, then he says, the loygora, because it's no worse, mi bezdin, the mechayva, the mimalei, she's no worse than bezdin, who's also chayiv to be malin. She's no worse than bezdin, who's also chayiv to be malin.
And there would be a chiyuv on all women to be mal this person's son?
The Ramban, he says, I would have thought she's only potter of a mitzvah de gufayu, a mitzvah that's on her guf, could go in tefillin. The Mehasam Gamina, the Gemara later on, learns the entire content of mitzvah de gufayu from tefillin. Ava mitzvah mila de lachrini, that goes in someone else. V'i lo shaychiba, it's not directly on her. Eime techayiv, maybe she should be chayiv. Me did have a bezdin, just like we find by bezdin that's chayiv to be malvin. Kamash malon, she's potter. Kamash malon, she's potter. So, we have to get it and say what's a lomdis of what they're saying. What's a lomdis of what they're saying. We'll get to the lomdis tomorrow, but I just want to, one auto. I want to get to what you're saying. The note, listen, this is what I want to argue on the note. The note at the bottom of the Ritva says, he says, why are they mentioning Bezdin over here, the Chiv of Bezdin over here? See, he says in the bottom what the Rishonim mean, he says, Ayin Makna, that the Makna says, Bezdin Chayv al-Muloi, Lav Dafka Bezdin. Alukal Yisrael, means everybody. It's Bezdin, the ones that have to make everybody do mitzvahs. So it's called the Chiyuv Bezdin, but it's really everybody. So it comes along the pasuk to say she's potter from that Chiyuv Bezdin. So he says the Chayyur, according to that, it would come out that it's not just pottering her, it's pottering all Nashim. Because it's general Chiyuv. So when it makes the mother potter, meaning he's saying, what did we show to mean? We're not discussing. He understood what the Ritva was saying is, we're not talking about her chiyuv as a parent. We're talking about her chiyuv as a member of the klal. Say they're holding like the Russian chulin that the Makna brought down. Chiyuv and bezdin means chiyuv and everybody. So maybe she should be chayiv out that. Kamaj Malan, she's potter. So if she's potter, every isha is potter. Because klapi dan chiyuv, she's no more than any other isha. That's how the notes understood the ritual. But I'm not so sure it means that, because if that's what the Ramban and Ritva was saying, then they wouldn't need to make this lomda shechilik in mitzvah seisha as man groma. Their mashma, they're showing my mashma, especially the Ramban, because the Ramban says kugoyin tefillin. Their mashma, then in the hilchis. Not sure.
Yeah. Always that seems that.
So then we make them chayiv even in the chiyuv of bezin itself. Yeah, but I'm saying, so let me start the other direction. You're right. If there is a lamda shechilik to explain whatever they're trying to mean, which is what the stipler is going to get into, which we'll see, to explain why. When it's a chiyuv on her son, the general principle of Zman Grum is not applicable. It's not like tefillin, like the Ramban says. It's not a mitzvah on her guf. Same Cain, then she should be chayv out the chiv on the parents. And if I'm coming to be mamaiter, I should be coming to be mamaiter from that chiv.
As opposed to.
There is. Why no? Why? How do you know it's only on the father? Maybe it's on the mother too.
Oh, you saw.
No, yes, I'm saying before I say.
So before I say. It's chiv on both.
It's chiv on both. So what does I saw what I saw do?
Why is it on both? I don't know what's all I know is that Avram was told his father's son. That's all I know. Then it says, why would I ever think chiv on a mother to do?
No, because it's not his man grandma, that's why. You see that. Until I saw what I saw, I would have thought the Isha is included. That you see from the Gemara. The only thing that bothered us was man grumma. Without the kasha's man grumma, we would have understood that without I saw what I saw, she'd be chayiv too. I'm saying like this. The way the note seems to be understanding, the Ritva and Ramban bring up this thing about Beis Din. The way they learned it in the notes here is the pshat. Of course she's putter from the mitzvah of the parents. The whole discussion of a Gemara is maybe she should be chayiv in the mitzvah of Beis Din, which we shouldn't say, it means everybody. And Kamash Malan, for myself, I saw she's potter. So who's potter then? All Nashim, because she's no different. What I'm saying is, at Kama, that there's a chilik in Hilchas, it's man grum. That there's room to say she's chayiv over here, because it's not on her guf. So then you have to deal with the initial chayiv that's on the parents. What are you jumping to the chayiv on Beis Din for? I would have said maybe mid and ahava and bezd in the Rishonim doesn't mean what they're learning in the notes, that we're talking about her chiv as a function of bezd. It's just a tzushta. They just mean to say mid and ahava bezd. They mean to bring out the point that it's not a mitzvah on someone's guf. It's a mitzvah that on. It's a mitzvah on the kid that must get done. It's moving the focus from a chiv on your guf to a chiv on Yenim, a chiv on him, a chiv on the Tinnik. They have a Bezin, just like Bezin. You see, Bezin's chayv to make sure he gets Gemalt, even though they have no specific chiv on their head. That's what they meant to me, that they have a chiv Bezin. But not that they meant to say, we're only talking about the Isha's chiv vis-a-vis the chiv Bezin. Nafkamina would be the way I'm learning it. After I saw what I saw, it doesn't pater all the other Noshim necessarily. It only paters the mother. From the parental chiv. Rental chiv. Chiyav Bezdin, maybe she's still chayv out to that. Maybe she is still chayv out to that. What would the nafkamina be? Could be the nafkaminas. Yeah, there are nafkaminas. Well, you hear what I'm saying though? We'll pick up tomorrow.
And a woman would be included in the Chiyav Bezdin?
Yeah, I'm saying. The way I'm saying it is that the Rishon might mean even the Maskani should include the Chiyuv Beis Din. The Midrash of Beis Din didn't mean that.
What? Generally excluded.
Who says she's not?
Because according to Ramban in the Ritva, they say she's no worse than Beis Din, so you would think she should.
No, so I'm saying Midrash of Beis Din, the Lugarmi Beis Din, Mechayv and the Mimalei.
She's no worse than Beis Din, just like they acted, so she's no worse than them.
The MS is, you know what? You're right. Maybe what I'm saying is only in the Ramban, not in the Ritva. Maybe in the notes he's correct about the Ritva. The Ritva and the Ramban are very different than Shoinus. You're right. These notes are on the Ritva. Maybe he learned that way because the Ritva is mashma that way. Lo gorami Beis Din. I'm only disgusting a chiyav out Beis Din. The Ramban doesn't say it that way. The Ramban says mida dahava Beis Din. Just like you see Beis Din is chayiv. It could be, you hear what I'm saying? It could be he's right in the Ritva, but I'm right in the Ramban. It could be it's taka the difference in the Ritva and the Ramban.
Yeah, it's like an ego thing.
Well, we're so retarded.
How you think it's learned from
the Ramban? I'm saying the Ramban did it. I'm just saying.
Huh?
We'll go over it again tomorrow. Could be that's the difference in between Ramban. Meaning, I'm saying is, do you understand the difference in the two ways?
Yeah.
The one way of saying it is, the mitzvah that she has out the special chiyuv on the parents, that for sure she's potter from. We're discussing that. That's called man gram, I guess. If you're going to learn like this, then that's what you have to say. Otherwise, I'm just saying, if not, then why are we jumping to the chiyuv and bezin? Why are we jumping to that?
So you say it's my grandma because then bezin already, it's not a chiyuv on her goof.
But bezin is already a different type of chiyuv. Over there, you might think she's chayiv in it. It's not in her goof. Kamash, but then she's butted from that too.
Out what?
She's butted from that too.
Why?
That's how they learned this with
my grandma?
She butted from my servile, I saw.
So that's not
my grandma.
So what do you need? What do you need both?
No. What both? That's why you need a server like saw, because it's a special mitzvah in Beis Din, and she's no worse than Beis Din, because, like the Makna says, Beis Din really means everybody. But mainly, you think she's chayiv, outstat chiv. Kamash le server like saw to pater from that chiv. If you're learning like that, then there's no reason why a server like saw shouldn't pater. All nosha. That's how the notes understood the mitzvah.
It does,
right? Pater's all nosha, right? There's no reason why it shouldn't, that's what I'm saying. That's how they learned the ritual. I'm just saying, if you learn I'm just saying.
But what's the Gemara focused on? But isn't it more focused on the mother? Isn't the Gemara talking about the mother?
It's talking about the mother. Yes.
You want to warn you that she's just part of the larger.
Yeah.
For women.
That's right.
If you follow the order of the Gemara, the Gemara right away ask after father, not her.
It says after the Beis Din. Okay, good,
very
good,
even
good.
Even after him, at the very
good.
End, the tail and everything.
Good.
It says if not the father, then the Beis Din, that Beis Din, then
right
away should ask, well, the
right
father, why are you doing the Beis Din?
Right.
Her. So you see, her is like...
Right, I'm just saying that that's one way to learn. The Ramban is not necessarily mashma that way. Because Ramban says... The reason why I would think she's chayiv over here is because not like tefillin. If that's true, then you're not talking about some kind of special chiyuv bezin. You're talking about mitzvah man grum in general. There's no reason why she should be putter over here. It's not under guf. And when the Ramban says me to the hava bezin, it doesn't mean that I'm now discussing her chiyuv as a member of the quote unquote bezin. I'm discussing her chiyuv as a mother. Just I'm tzush telling it to the chiyuv of bezin to bring out my point. That it's not a chiv, that it's a chiv on the tinnik, not on her, like the lumbus of the stipler, which we'll see in a minute, or in a day. I'm just saying, if you learn like that, then we are discussing the chiv of her as the mother. In which case, you have no right to pater Nashim in general from the chiv Beis Din. You don't even have a right to pater her from the chiv Beis Din. Maybe she's chai about chiv Beis Din, if that's a different type of chiv. Or that's included also. Bezin's Bezin, no different than anything else. It's no different than anything else. Once you pater from the midst of the parent, you pater the chiyuv of Bezin too. There's no chiluk between the two. Okay, that could be, but that's very different than how they're understanding the ritual.
This is all the kash.
Okay, we'll see. Boiling out of here.